We can answer. Okay, Rabotai. The Gemara says that Haiman the Shadda Sikhdul Atuna, if you throw the stick into the furnace, so Yechayev Mishum Mavasho, because it first gets soft and then it hardens. Yesterday, we discussed the Stiva and Sugyas that's addressed by Taisvis in many different places. Zucked the Rashi. Haiman the Shadda Sikhdul Atuna. Rashi read Shehishlich Yosed Lach Latan Racham. Rashi writes that you throw the twig into the fire to dry it off in order that it should get harder. The Nishmas Adam in Klal Chof, Ice Bays, Nishmas Adam says, how come Rashi writes that you're throwing it in Liyavsho? What happens if I throw the stick in to burn the stick? If the malach of Mivashil is because it gets softer at some point in the process, so Mali, if it gets softer in the process of eventually hardening it, or Mali, if it gets softer in the process of burning it. Right, if something is burned, right, cremated, if I cremate a stick, for those of you who like lugubrious topics, if I, hashgafa, right, achrei mais, after the stick dies, you cremate it, kayadua. So if I throw the stick in to burn it, l'cha'ira, I should also be chay mishum mevashel, because the way the Nishmas Adam asks the kasha, if you assume that there's a psik ratio, that when I throw the stick into the fire to dry it, psik ratio that gets softer beforehand, so who had in there's a psik ratio if I throw it in to burn it? So why am I not chayiv, even if I throw it in to burn it? So Nishmas Adam answers, because there are two malachas. There's one malacha of mevasha, and there's not another malacha of havara. If I throw the stick into the fire in order to burn the stick, what my intention is that I'm using that stick fundamentally as fuel. It's adding koyach to the fire. If that's the case, if it's fuel, so that's the malacha of mavir, not the malacha of mevashel at all. Meaning to say, the malacha of mevashel, zach b'nishmas adam, happens when I use fire to impact on and improve a substance. But when the fire is consuming that substance, that is not the malacha of mevashel at all. Rather, that's the malacha of mavir. There's a difference between mavir and mevashel. This is, of course, very relevant for other areas of halacha. When we learn basar b'cholav im yirtzeh Hashem, we'll see a pischei tshuva right at the beginning of Siman Pei Zayin. Remember, there's an iser de oraisa v'shtei dry molen teira, and it says three times in the Torah, lo tvashel gedei b'chalei bimo. Right? That means, according to Kabbalah's Chazal, there's an iser bishul basar b'cholav. Let's say I have a candle that's made out of basar b'cholav. Am I allowed to light that candle? Is that considered the malach of mevashel, basar b'cholav? The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva addresses this. And the Chassam Sofer actually says that in his opinion, bishul basar b'cholav is fundamentally different than bishul b'shabbos. He thinks that bishul basar b'cholav is creating a chetz of basar b'cholav. If I destroy the whole thing, I'm not going to be chayiv alts bishul basar b'cholav. But alts bishul b'shabbos, I am going to be chayiv. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes. So there's a discussion in the Shari Tshuva in Hilchos Chanukah, Nachon, about if I light Neres Chanukah from a kreisel. That's they use the Yiddish term. One of the ways that you see that Yiddish is so important is the Lashon that Achronim use about the candle that's made out of basar b'cholav is a kreisel, a candle. if I have a candle of Basar B'Cholov and I light that candle, Zok the Chasam Sofer, I'm not going to be in violation of Isser Basar B'Cholov, because the Isser Bishul Basar B'Cholov is creating a Chefetz of Basar B'Cholov. And since everything is Avad Min Ha'olam, there's no malacha at all of Bishul Basar B'Cholov. However, the Chasam Sofer maintains that Bishul B'Shabbos, the Isser is doing a Maisa Mevashel. And since when I light the candle, I'm doing a Maisa Mevashel. So therefore, even though Acharei Kechlos HaKol, everything is gone, it's still Bishul. And therefore, according to the Chasam Sofer, by Bishul B'Shabbos, everything is gone, kaput. But it doesn't matter. The Isser is a Maisa Mevashel. And at some point in the process of lighting the candle, it's cooking. So therefore, that's considered an Isser of Bishul. And it's not going to be a Malach of Havara. It's going to be a Malach of Bishul B'Shabbos. The Nishmas Adam, however, Afinart, the Nishmas Adam right over here, he disagrees. The Nishmas Adam says that no, Bishul B'Shabbos has to be that there is something that remains when all is said and done. If nothing remains at the end, so that's going to be a malach of Hav'ara, not a malach of Bishul. And if it's a malach of Hav'ara, he tainas, of course, there's no Isser of Hav'ara by Basar B'Cholov. There's only an Isser of Bishul by Basar B'Cholov. So they're coming at it from very different perspectives. In my Basar B'Cholov Shi'urim, I spend time on looking at this question from the perspective of Basar B'Cholov. But now we're learning Shabbos, so we're going to look at this question from the perspective of Shabbos, meaning, is what exactly, is there a malacha of Bishul when something is avad and kala min ha'olam, when it's completely destroyed? And that's really the shayla in our Gemara, and zaken nishmas adam midiyuk divrei Rashi. The fact that Rashi says that you're throwing the stick in Kedei L'Yavsho, that means the only reason I'm chayav for Bishul is because I'm drying it out. But if it would be Kedei L'Sarfo, that would be Havara, not Bishul. Now, shouldn't I be chayav at Havara also? Well, maybe. But our Gemara is going in order of the malachos that are found in the Mishnah, and now we're up to Bishul. We're not up to Havara yet. That's basically what the Nishmas Adam tainas. And then the Nishmas Adam says, there's a kasha on me, however. The last Yerushalmi in Perek Beis Halacha Hey of Shabbos. Last Yerushalmi over there writes a discussion about if I have karbanos. And the karban, you know, let's say you have the evarim or pedarim of most karbanos, the entire animal besides the ur of a carbon oila, it goes on a mizbeach and it's burned, no? That's what carbonos are. You burn it. You burn it to such an extent that it remains ash. Acharei kechlos hakol, everything is ash. Do you violate a malacha mevashel on Shabbos when you burn the carbon? Zach the Gemara, you do. Why? Because Hamala Ivar Bishabis Agabi Mizmechla His Akel Chayiv Mishum Mevashel. Why? Zakti Gemara in Zakti Rishami Mekevan Shurotza Beikulan Kimavashahu. Because you want it to be burned. That means, according to Rishami, there is a Malacha Mevashel when you want something to be burned. Zakti Nishmas Adam, yeah, the Rishami holds it that. But he has a Bavli in Maseches Yevamos Lamed Gimel, where the Bavli says that something that is completely burned is not going to be the malacha of Mevashel at all. If it's completely burned, that's Havara, not Mevashel. And the Chaya Adam / Nishmas Adam says, we pass him like the Bavli, not like the Yerushalmi.
What's this Bavli?
What? The Bavli in Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel is talking about Zar, who does avoda. And the lashon of the Gemara is that what exactly is the malacha, is the avoda that the Zar is doing? If it's haktara, Zakti Gemara, that's not really a malacha on Shabbos because have Aril Alav Yatsasa. It's clear in the Gemara that you don't violate the malacha of Mevashel when you burn something ad kala, when you burn something to the extent that it's mamish destroyed. And there's a certain logic to it, again, because bishul means I'm using a fire to impact on something else, to improve something else, and havara is when it gets consumed. Now, the Nishmas Adam is assuming that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi disagree. He says Rashi is a commentary on the Babylonian Talmud. So Rashi is working with the sheet of the Bavli that something that gets completely destroyed is Havara and not Bishul. And that's his Diyuk in Rashi. Deep breath. The Sefer Shevitat HaShabbat, what we call the Shvisas HaShabbos. The Shvisas HaShabbos writes, if you want, I can give you a Marim Bokum somewhere. Shvisas HaShabbos in Be'er Rechovos Os Lamed Vov. And the stapler has this in Beitza, in Simin Yud Ches. They say, you know what, there's no raya at all that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. You see, the Lashon HaYerushalmi is that by a carbon that gets burned, Kevan deratza bi'ikulo, since you want it to be burned. That's a special halacha by Karbanos. The Torah by Karbanos tells us that there's a din of reyach nicholach. The carbon has to, again, we don't understand what this means, but the carbon has to give some sort of pleasure to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? It says shmekt gut. Right? Reyach nichayach l'Hashem. Again, I don't know what it means. The Lord doesn't have a nose and the Lord doesn't smell. Right? We all know that. But reyach nichayach l'Hashem. That's the din. Now, the Gemara tells me that reyach nichayach happens when the carbon is entirely destroyed. Meaning, usually there is no mevashel when something is destroyed because that's not an act of improvement, that's an act of deprovement, or however we would say improvement in the converse, right?
Destruction.
Destruction. Oh, thank you. I are English major on the left. Now, and by the way, on the left, I have many, many meanings of that.
can I attack the Shvisas HaShabbos for a second?
You know, let me just finish the Shvisas HaShabbos and you can attack it. But when the Shvisas HaShabbos is saying, is that that's a special din by Karbanos. Because usually when something is destroyed, then when it gets destroyed, that's an act of destruction. So I can't be chayev for destruction. But by a carbon, the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam tells him carbon is supposed to be reyach nicholach, and somehow Chazal understand that reyach nicholach means the entire carbon is burned and destroyed. So gufa by carbonos, and only by carbonos, do I say that kevan shirotza bi'ikulo, it is considered mevashel. But by anything else on this planet, it is not considered mevashel unless there is something that remains. Just like by all malachos, unless there's something that remains, I'm not going to be chayiv. Yeah.
You're going to end up running into problem because Taurus is also destroyed for the same reason. One of the easier way to touch up why by Karbanos it's different is because by Hekter Murim, and even by Hekter Avaser, by the Ola, you have the din of that it's a makshir for Chumas Hadeshan. That's where I would think the obvious place to go for. Because you want the normally when something is burned in its entirety, I don't want any. The whole point of like burning something is that it's no longer its offer, but Avar doesn't do anything. But by Karbanos, we say it's a makshir for Chumas Hadeshan.
And then, so you're saying that's interesting. In other words, what you're saying is like this. The Gemara tells me that if I burn something and I want the ashes, then it's malacha of havara. And even though havara is usually malacha she'ina tzricha legufa, but if I need the ashes, then it becomes tzricha legufa.
But
according to that, it would be the malacha of havara.
Not
the malacha of bishul.
But I didn't
the
say
fact havara. That I want the ashes for the Chumas Hadeshan would mean.
I didn't say havara, I said bishul. I think this would make a bishul.
I don't think, again, in the Gemaras, in that sugya, in the sugya, the end of Sanhedrin, and in our Masech, the Kufkas, when I need the ashes, it becomes Mochashen Tzuchel Gufav Havara, not of Bishul. So the fact that I need the ashes for Trumas Hadeshen shouldn't make it Bishul. How come the Yerushalmi writes that this is Bishul?
Well, before we attack, I think, can we just get back to the Jesus Shabbos? How in the world does Jesus Shabbos deal with Ketoras being Havara? With him, would it also be Bishul for the same reason?
That's interesting. What malacha, is there any Gemara, anything in Chazal that's clear that the malacha on Shabbos of Makter Ketoras is not Bishul? Is there?
Can you just say that he brings from the Gemara in Yevamos that it's Havara?
No, the Gemara in Yevamos is talking about Haktara. Iba Haktara, we say that it's Havara. We're not talking about Ketoras over there. I'm talking about Haktara of the carbon. Yeah.
Haktara Seymure.
Nachon. Yeah.
Haktara Seymure.
Now, it's interesting, though, because according to the Shvisas HaShabbos is Sevara, that L'cha'ora, there should be no Machlekes Bavli Yerusham. And that's, it's clear from the Bavli Yevamos that the Malacha, everyone will forgive me if my mask is off for a minute, I just need to take a drink. But it's clear from the Gemara in Yevamos that it's not a Malacha of Bishul, it's a Malacha of Hava'ora. Right? So, the Sevara, the Shvisas HaShabbos, right? How come the Bavli doesn't say that?
Doesn't he have to get? He has to get around. I'm assuming he has a way to get around the Gemara in Yevamos. There,
I'm not sure what it is.
Does he allow that for the Gemara in Yevamos?
I think the Gemara in Yevamos is pretty clear. That's how. Again, the way the Nishmas Adam sets it up, which I think is accurate, is that burning the Evarim on the Mizbeach, according to the Bavli, is Havara. According to Yerushalmi, is Bishul. Right? The svara of how could it be Bishul? How could there be any malacha when the whole thing gets destroyed? So that I could say that's a din dafka by karbanis, that the whole thing gets destroyed, it's Bishul. But still nish'ar lanu that there's a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi about what malacha I am in violation of, and I don't know exactly how the Shvisas HaShabbos would get out of that one. Okay. So b'kitzur hama'aseh.
Can it be Bishul at the beginning and Havara at the end when it's turning into a crisp?
So that's an interesting question. In other words, when I throw the stick in, right, that's really the Nishmas Adam's Kasha. When I throw the stick into the fire, why don't I say that what? There's Bishul at the beginning and Havara at the end?
You know, I mean, do we say Nidon al Shem Sofo? Like my Kavana is to burn it. But in the interim, it goes through Bishul phase.
Uh-huh. So that would mean that then every case of the malach of Havara should have Bishul before you get to Havara. Right? We never heard, right? It can't be that any malacha of the 39 has to be, by definition, two malachos. According to you, whenever I get to Havara, I had to violate Bishul at some point along the way. No, that can't be.
Meaning I light a piece of paper, there's no Bishul. It's pretty dry.
Why not? At the very beginning, aren't I cooked? Isn't there, for everything to burn, I think, you need to get some moisture out of it, no? I'm not sure. Let's take this a step further.
What's the problem in Rashi that the Nishmas Adam is dealing with?
How come Rashi says Kedei L'Yavsho? What about Kedei L'Sarfo?
Is that in the Havim Devar or the Maskana?
That's the din. That's the case. The scenario in the Gemara is Shodis Sichta, I throw the peg L'Yavsho. That's the case in the Gemara. Right. Why do we not say even L'Sarfo? If the maskana of the Gemara is that the malacha bishul is happening because there's water in it and the water cooks out, so l'cha'ora, right? L'cha'ora, even if it's a sarfo. What?
Right. Rashi says that why am I buying mishum bevashel?
Because it's I'm drying the stick off.
Because it's right.
And the Gemara says, excuse me, you forgot a step. And the Gemara says that the reason for mevashel is because it softens first, which means the water cooks out.
But that's not. But the Gemara didn't say that yet. Isn't it just the answer that Rashi's dealing with Havamin and it could be an Achanami?
But I don't think you could say that Rashi's talking about the Havamin when Rashi's just telling us the case. Rashi's defining the case in the Gemara. And when I define the case, so then I have a Havamin Maskono, or it's not really a Havamin Maskono. I have the halacha that emerges in the Gemara.
The
reason I'm Hashem
Avash is
because
it's not the case. The Kamakavin is exactly what Tosus has to say. If I didn't have Tosus, I would have thought Kamakavin is changing over the course of the Gemara.
No.
From the Havamin Maskono.
I don't know how much that matters, though. In other words, the point is I'm chayav from Mevashel because it softens at some point in the process.
The Maskona of the Gemara, I agree.
But to assume that in the Maskona of the Gemara, I change the whole scenario, I find that very, as we'd say in Jewish, far-fetched.
It's not just changing the scenario, it's how are we magdir his kavana. Tosos raised that as a possibility, specifically
hacking. Jake, sometimes I think that what you're saying is plausible. This is not one. Okay, now, there is, of course, a larger question over here, which involves, can you violate a malacha, any malacha, when there is nothing that remains at the very end? Now, there is a Ursa Mayor. What?
Isn't that the basic of the Arav Havarah?
So the malacha of Havarah could be exact, precisely the exception, because maybe the malach of Havara is that there is something left at the end, which is at the end I have a teeny bit of fire that remains, right? Or
Soser.
So Soser is an interesting thing. Usually by Soser, what happens is there is something that remains at the end. If I have my hatchet and I take some wood, right? I break the keli and it becomes wood chips. I break the keli, it becomes right, pieces, small pieces of wood. There's something that remains. If I destroy it entirely, so that nothing remains, one could argue that maybe there's no malacha at all.
Mochik?
Now, let's talk about these things. So mochik, there's something that remains. There's a paper that remains. Right, the letters are removed, but the paper, there is something that remains. If nothing remains at the end at all. Now, the Gemara talks about masikin bekelim, and again, masikin b'shivrei kelim and masikin bekelim, no? Right, the Gemara says I could make a fire on yontiv, right? But I can't use kelim. That's some sort of iser muktza. The Or Sameach discusses in Perek Chof Gimel, how come it's only an iser muktza? In that Mishnah is like in Beit Zadav Yud Ches or something. How come that's a sugya of muktza? Shouldn't that also be a sugya of soser? So the Or Sameach answers, when they make a fire and something is destroyed, there is no soser. The Or Sameach gives the raya that Jake was saying. If I take a book and I throw the book into the fireplace and the book burns, there's no malach of mochik, he says. Mochik means that there is paper that had writing on it. I remove the writing from the paper, something remains. But if I burn the book, my book burning has never been looked upon kindly by Judaism. Pretty much. If I burn a book, that is not mochik. This is the issue we discussed briefly the other day. There used to be something in the world that Baruch Hashem we are trying to eradicate. It's called smoking. Now, one of the things about smoking is some of the Achronim, the earlier Achronim, were make on smoking on Yontiv because they felt it's good for your digestion. You have a comment, Ali?
Yeah, just like cutting words off a cake or something, nothing remains.
Cutting words off a cake?
Like if you have a birthday cake that has like
Right. So that's a svara that the Urs HaMeach has. If I eat a birthday cake that has writing on it, ken zayin that there's zero mochek because nothing remains. Absolutely. It's another story. You don't need the whole fancy razzle dazzle, dungle me revava.
It's like opening, like stuffing wrappers. And
again, so opening a wrapper, something remains. You have just half of the aleph over here, half of the aleph over there. But if I eat and nothing remains, the Urs HaMeach says, you have to look at this Urs HaMeach. It's much beautiful. Oh, a tremendous, a wonderfully beautiful Urs HaMeach. The Urs HaMeach says in Perikof Gimah Halacha Beis, that there is no iser if something is destroyed. That is not a malacha. When something is entirely destroyed, that is called a mekalkel. Again, maybe that's why eating is different. Perhaps it's not kilkel because, right, what remains is my girth or something like that. I don't know. Yesh ladon. But the Urs HaMeach case is if I burn a book, I'm not chayav mishum mochek.
Here's the structure that happens. It's not ayida yesh. It seems like that's the only thing that will end up being, because everything else you're just...
Yeah, well, I mean, the case of eating.
That's a, but what Rebbe just said, that might even be an exception.
Yeah, right. Yesh lodon. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. Are there other cases besides Ayyidei fire that something gets destroyed?
Every time somebody tries to bring up a case, everybody says, oh, the little remnants that are left, the room, this is left, but it seems...
By Soser, you mean?
By everything. We brought up like 6 or 7 examples of possibilities, and everything by each one. The only thing that seems to be is age.
The only thing that seems to... I can't think of another
question. And once you're there, wouldn't you also just go to, it's just going to be Mavir, because that's a better Hagdara of the Malacha, and it's nothing to do with exceptions to other Malachos?
I don't... Again. But I think the principle that he's developing, which is that if something is destroyed, it's by definition a Mekalkel. So I think that principle has to be addressed, right? Let's just take that principle on its own, right? Lu Yitzuyer, if I can have another case besides Aish, so fine.
Is it Mekalkel? My point is that Lu Yitzuyer.
I mean, I don't know if they... I went to Hogwarts and I know how to use my wand and take something.
Does Rabbi not see the problem based on the fact that he has to use that Metzias stuff?
Well, you assume it's a Metzias, that's the real problem. I don't know.
Wash
something out with water in time. Again, if I'm washing out with water, like in the case of mochek, the paper remains. Right? In the case of... What?
Not the paper is like completely...
If the paper is completely destroyed, I lay the water.
Is that like the case of getting like you throw the guest off the roof and it's like...
Shalom Yamamalak.
Maybe. There's maybe destroying Ayurveda water, throwing it into the Yamamalak or something, perhaps. And it's not only... Right. It's interesting, by the way, that like in Machshava, both fire and water have the potential to create and to destroy. Right? That's really just in Machshava, I think there's something to be said about it. And they also go in opposite directions, no? Fire moves up, water goes down. Yeah.
How does that have anything to do with the Velos?
I mean, that's easy. Come on. That's like a slow ball. Here's the thing. There used to be, some poskim used to be make on smoking on Yontif. And then the discussion came up. We pointed this out in the Malacha Mechatech, that some people used to like to cut their cigarette in a place that the word Winston or whatever it is would not be destroyed on Yontif. According to Arsameh, you don't have to do that. There are some mechas can say there's no malacha mochek at all when it gets burned. And in the Urchos Shabbos, page 448, on the Tuf Memches, in the Urchos Shabbos, he actually paskins this way, lahalacha. The Urs HaMeach is actually cited by the Sefer Urchos Shabbos.
According to the Urs HaMeach, it's still
machatech. So again, so that's an interesting point. I'm a chatech b'mida, but for an unnecessary reason. I have a halachic mistake.
Right.
So that's still maybe mechatech b'mida, because lafi machshavti, I'm cutting in the precise area. Of course, the issue that comes up is our Gemara. What happens in our Gemara? Why? Because it gets softer, then it gets harder. What's really going on is that the water that was in the piece of wood is cooking out, and water does not remain anymore. Right? That's an interesting shaila. It could be that there's no malacha mevashel. Now it happens water? Because there's no malacha mevashel in the water because all the water is gone. Right? And maybe the malacha mevashel is only when something remains.
Do you have bishel on like a chetzi dafer like that? Are you going to tell me that's also to hang my laundry on Shabbos?
Hanging laundry on Shabbos. Interesting that you mentioned that. look at the Yud Aleph. And turning Shulchan up to Simon Shin Aleph.
Didn't this come up a little bit when we talked about being Mishtatev and then standing next to the fire?
So Mishtatev and standing next to the fire, right? That's an interesting case.
But there the water
over there, we discussed maybe the Molacha over there or the Isser over there is one of Rechitza B'cham and maybe not Mevashel, because maybe if you get to Yad Zayledes, you'd burn yourself and you wouldn't come that close to it, right? Remember that discussion?
But there, the water is a separate entity. The water's on you. The water is
on me even after I'm done.
Correct. Right?
Even after I'm done. Over here, all the water is cooking out. Because all the water is cooking out, it could be that there is no malacha at all. Now, yesh la'ayin in this sugya, when they say that there is bishul in this case, is the bishul on the water, or is the bishul on?
Wait, there are rishonim who say the bishul here is on the water.
So there are rishonim who say beferish the bishul is on the water. The Sefer Yerayim has that. The Mordechai has that. In Siman Tuf Lamed Daled, the Mordechai has that. Let's find the Mordechai for you. Mordechai ben Hillel died in the year 1286 in the Rheinfleisch massacre. In Siman Tuf Lamed Daled, here it's Aser Lanagev Habegodim Shesharuyim B'mayim. You can't. It's like five lines before the Mordechai in Perek Tilan. It's the last Mordechai in Perek Tilan on Daf Kuf Mem Amud Aleph. Aser lanagev habegodim shesharuyim b'mayim samach la'ish. Begodim which are soaked in water, you can't dry them near the fire. Mishum malabein. Midi deheve a'unin shal pishdon l'toch hatanur. Apparently there's like one way of cleaning flax that you throw it into the oven and somehow gets cleaner. Even beiselos only make off if you put it in Erev Shabbos, but Shabbos it's also out malabein, like Rashi says.
Where does he say that the word that it's on the water?
So he's being medame the begodim shruyim b'mayim, begodim that are soaked in water. He's medame it to mandasha the suchta latuna.
And just because he wants to harden?
I don't think when the begodim are dried out, you want it to harden. I think the simple reading of the Mordechai is that what I want to do is I want to get the water out of it. That means the malacha over here is the malacha on the mayim. It's not the malacha on the stick. If you look in the Tosis Yeshonim, Yud Zayin Amid Beis, Tosis Yeshonim writes, there's an Isser of Bishul because of the Lachluchas. You get an impression of the Isser Bishul. I think the Tosis Yeshonim is less of a raya, but I think it's also a raya. The iser bishul is I'm cooking the moisture out. But one second, if I cook the moisture out, shouldn't I be in violation? How can there be a malacha mevasher when I cook it out when nothing remains? How can that be a malacha? According to this yisod that we're saying, and when nothing remains, it can't be a malacha, so it's already problematic. The egleitel has a chiddush in metzias, which I totally don't understand the metzias. He says that the case is the water is not cooking out. You are putting like some tar on the stick so that the water cooks inside the stick. And then the water gets trapped in the stick. And then it gets, the stick gets harder that way. So the water is not going out. The water is staying in. But it's still, the kasha still remains. Because there's no water when all is said and done. Right?
What do you mean there's no water?
Because there was water in the stick. The stick was moist. What I'm doing now is I'm putting the stick near a fire, and the stick is no longer moist.
What do you mean? It's surrounded by tar. The same number of H2O molecules are inside the fire before as after. Why didn't it disappear?
I think the H2O molecule, again, you know this a lot better than I do. I think that what happens in the process is that the hydrogen, the oxygen bonds break apart and they end up being absorbed by whatever the material in the wood is. Is that what happens?
I don't think so. Combustion creates water, I thought. Doesn't use water.
You know this a lot better than I do.
I didn't
show
the chemistry equations.
I don't know. Now, how can I be chayiv for cooking the water when the water ends up going out? So our dear beloved friend, the Megillas Sefer, we like him. Simon Gimel Ice Gimel in the Megillas Sefer. Page, I don't know, I wrote it down somewhere. The Megillas Sefer writes that you're chayiv mishum mevashel because something remains that you want. And that something that remains is called steam. When I cook water, right, this is a klal gadol that we were taught by the Chacham Isaac Newton, right? Is that matter can't be destroyed. Is that correct?
No.
That was not Newton.
That was incorrect, objectively.
Huh?
It's energy can't be lost. Matter can be, E equals MC squared.
So that's what Einstein tied later on. But the Chacham Newton taina that, right, if I'm not mistaken, right, the Chacham Newton taina that matter can't be destroyed, it can just be changed. We know that water doesn't really get destroyed, it becomes steam, which means that my H2O, instead of being all condensed, right, everything is over here, now everything spreads out over an entire larger area. By making the water into a gas, by making liquid H2O into gas H2O, in that process, the gas that I make isn't, nothing is destroyed, but the wood becomes harder, right? So his cheshbin, which I find interesting, although not persuasive, because I think the halacha uses our naked eye to make determinations, but his cheshbin is that the reason why in our Gemara I'm chayiv on Shada Sichta Latuna is because it's not Hailech Le'ibud. It's not Hailech Le'ibud. It becomes a gas. Now, in Kenem HaDevarim, of course, so the whole Arsamech is not a kasha, because when I take a bench and I burn it, I take a book and I burn it, it's not destroyed.
It's like we were before. Everything's not destroyed then.
So that sort of makes the cheshbin like... It makes it into a joke. That's precisely my point.
It's not a joke. It's an attributable argument. You can't get anything useful out of it anymore. The same way the steam has gone through the air forever, so it's the ashes that I can get nothing out of it.
Exactly. In other words, it completely removes this usage. But let's take a step back, gentlemen.
Also confirmed that H2O is a byproduct of combustion. H2O is a byproduct of combustion.
Okay, because combustion takes the No, organic material.
With and carbon
it's,
dioxide.
And, it's separate apartment.
With oxygen, it turns into H2O. So there will be just as much, if not more, water inside the stick if it's coated with tar.
Moray Rabotai, the question that the Nishmas Adam raised in terms of what is the distinction between the Moloch of Tavora and the Moloch of Mevashel is actually relevant in two Rambams. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam tells me that if someone is Mechame Mechabarazel Kedei Letzarfoi, Harizah told us Mav Ir V'chayev. If I heat up metal, I violate Mavir. No? I heat up metal in order to litzarfoy b'mayim, in order to eventually harden it. I'm in violation of Mavir. We encountered this enough in Memalef in our youth. The Ravid takes this Rambam to task. And the Ravid says, Rambam, you're chayev mishum mavir. Why shouldn't you be chayev mishum mevashel? Shouldn't you be chayev mishum mevashel? That's the Ravid's taina. Imhu mechaba, right? Ocha'ira, I'm sorry, I'm reading the one, wrong one. Right, the Ravid asks, right, just like by sichta latuna, it softens and then it gets harder. So when I heat up metal, I should be chayav mishum mevashel, just like sichta latuna is chayav mishum mevashel. Comes along the Magid Mishnah, and the Magid Mishnah says something which is very hard to understand. I think what the Magid Mishnah is saying is that if you are, or I'll, maybe before I get to the Magid Mishnah, I'm going to go out of order. I'll do a Lechem Mishnah before the Magid Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah says, oh, Ravid, you're saying that Yechai Mishum Mavasha when you heat up water, and you're arguing on the Rambam? No, the Rambam himself agrees. The Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Vav Hamatich Echad Mimini Mateches Oy Hamachamim Es Hamateches Achetase Gachelas Harizah told us Mevashel. The Rambam says heating metal is Mevashel. So the Lechem Mishnah is bothered by the steer in the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah basically says that the Rambam holds if you heat metal, you're in violation both of Mechaba and Mevashel. Beda tzuzamen. You violate both of them together. The Magid Mishnah, however, says that it really depends what you're doing. If I heat the metal to such a temperature, to such an extent, that the metal itself becomes fire, so that is mavir. I created fire. I could heat metal hot enough that if I would put a match to it, it would ignite. Is that correct? Did any of you ever try this? Do not. Do not try this in the building of yeshiva. Because if you do this, they'll ask you, where did you get this idea? And you say, well, my Rebbe said to do it in Shear. Then I'd get fired. Literally, fired. They'd make me into a fire. They would put me in the stick. I don't want that. So here's the thing. Right? The Magid Mishnah understands that if I heat the metal hot enough that the metal becomes Aish, that's Mavir. But if I heat the metal, that the metal gets soft, not that it becomes Mamish and Aish, so then I am going to be Mavashim, not Mavir. That's what he suggests. It depends on the temperature. The Nishmas Odom is bothered by this in Klal Chof Eis Aleph. The Nishmas Odom says maybe there's a difference between heating Barzel and heating other metals. Most metals, when I heat them, my kavon is to make it soft and malleable so that I could work with the metal. Barzel, when I heat it, my kavon is kedei letzarfoi, in order to make it hard Because I want a hard chunk of metal. If my kavanah is to soften it, that's mevashel. My kavanah is to harden it, that is mavir. That's what the Nishmas Adam Tainas. The Chazon Ish Tainas, the same thing. But the Chazon Ish says, listen, I'm not sure if there's an Isser of Mavir or not. You get an impression from the Rambam and Perek Yud Beis that there's no Isser of Mavir. But from the Rambam and Perek Tes and the Raivan and Perek Yud Beis, it's clear there's an Isser of Mavashel. So therefore, the Chazon Ish says that everybody holds there's an Isser of Mavashel when you heat up metal. And therefore, you can't use electricity on Shabbos. You can't use electricity on Shabbos. Because now you have to understand that before solid state electronics, and even ad hayom hazeh, if I touch my laptop now, right, it gets hot. Nachon? Our laptops have a fan in them often to keep it cooler. But very often when you use a piece of electronics for a long time, it gets hot. Says the Chazon Ish, even if it doesn't get so hot that it changes form, it doesn't go from solid to liquid, but at least if it gets to Yad Seledes, which is a 113 Fahrenheit, pretty low, your laptop can get to 113 Fahrenheit, or the wires can get to 113 Fahrenheit. So that would be a Chatzi Shir of Bishul. And when you use electricity, says the Chazon Ish, this is the less popular part of the Chazon Ish in terms of electricity. Chazon Ish says, when I use electricity on Shabbos, I'm in violation of the Isser of Bishul. The Isser of Bishul. Because it's a Chatzi Shir of Bishul as Hamateches. That's already very interesting. I'm not going to have enough time to give this Chazon Ish its fair due. So we'll maybe have to finish this up on Sunday. But if anyone can give me suggestions what to talk about tomorrow, if not, maybe we'll finish it up tomorrow. If the Olam has suggestions, I'm appreciative. Have a wonderful day. Marvelous and glorious.